Welcome to episode number 297 of the Family Podcast Network. Today marks the official back in the saddle day for Trey Gibson of the Family Podcast Network. That's right, after a long and very arduous move that we are still not done with, and I'm talking like not everything's even out of the front yard yet, we are at a position where we're ready to saddle back up for the Family Podcast Network. Today, we're going to go over a real quick update about what's been going on with the Casa de Gibson, plus a big lesson that I learned over this move about the necessity, the absolute necessity to stop and play even whenever we are busy. Stay tuned for that and more.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you're expecting, if you're a brand new mom and dad, or even if you're a longtime seasoned parent. There is always something we can do to take our parenting to the next level. The date today is April the 21st, 2013. Start of the week Monday. We have had quite a little out of office experience over the last few weeks. We are now sitting in the official Family Podcast Network FPN Studio 4.0. That's right. We've gone about four different upgrades over the last 3 years to this studio, to this very one that is actually being augmented by some of the most coolest of technology that I can find, including I had had all this stuff purchased and picked up a while back, but we were about to move, so we just didn't know what things were going to be like, and so I hadn't hooked it up. So now I've got an official soundboard hooked in, as well as an Aphex 230 master voice channel. Let me tell you, this thing is awesome. It allows me to, no matter whether I turn myself on the right, left, or the middle of the microphone, you guys can't tell that I move anymore, which allows me a little bit more freedom in working on the show notes and stuff like that as I back and forth. And so it's very cool. Topic for today is going to be stop and play. After we do a little bit of a quick update that many of you guys have been asking about in terms of foster and adoption as well as the house, we'll make that pretty quick today. I wanted to it's been a crazy frenzy in all truthfulness. And so I'll be honest, in terms of just like parenting, you know, axioms that I've picked up on or things that I'm like, oh man, that is a show we've got to do. There haven't been any. And I don't even know if it's that there hasn't been any. It's just that my access to be able to look at those rationally and say, oh, we need to do one over that has been so difficult to come by because it's been a flurry. I've been doing all sorts of things. So anyway, today we're going to be drinking lots of green tea because I am very sleepy and very tired. We've been going to bed late, getting up early, and so you may hear me stifle a yawn today, and I apologize. So we're going to go over one of the topics today that I kind of bumped into, which was called stop and play. And it was what happened was, as I was working with the kids, and I realized that they had been asking me to play for about the last 2 weeks, and it's always been the same thing every single time. You know, hang on, bud. We'll do this in a little bit, sweetie girl. You know, always, always, always. And anyway, I'll tell you in just a minute what happened. It just was a smack across the face, and I set down all my tools today and went to play. But before we do that, let's jump into some quick housekeeping. If you guys want to stay notified of all the new episodes that come out here at the Family Podcast Network, simple, easy way to do that. Go to thefamilypodcast.com over on the right-hand side, enter your name and your email address. When you do that, you get put onto a special list that allows you to stay tuned to what are all the new episodes that are coming out to make sure that you don't miss that one episode. If you just would have heard it, it could have changed everything about your week. Guys, don't forget, you can also go like us over on Facebook. We have a big Facebook page over there with a lot of topics and a lot of discussion. And a lot of my favorite people out there, like Libertarian Homeschool, we share a lot of their stuff out. And let me tell you, it's amazing stuff. You definitely want to go check us out on Facebook. Also, don't forget, guys, you want to support the show at 30 cents per episode. Let's say you're saying, hey, man, some of you guys may not be feeling that way over the last few weeks, but normally if you feel like you've been getting 30 cents per show, per episode, simple, easy way that you can support this show by going to thefamilypodcast.com, click on the Become a Member tab. Whenever you do, you help support this show at $3 per every single episode. You also get set up for incentives into a program where you get Exclusive offers made only to members, including the access to me directly through an email that goes directly to me, and I triage and read and answer first. So anyway, jump over, consider doing that as well, and we'll see about getting you squared away if you become a member. Guys, if you have any questions, comments, topic that you want to hear, encouragement you want to shoot out, a lot of different ways you can do that. Go to thefamilypodcast.com. You can enter in or click on the contact us page and leave that through those offers there. You can always email me at treygibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. Guys, you can also go to the thefamilypodcast.com. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see a little tab that says Ask Trey or Jeff a question. If you click on that, that will basically set it up to where as long as you have a microphone connected to your computer, you can leave voicemail for me. Just as though you were doing it on your phone. You can also call us at 661-PARENT and the number 0. Again, that is 661-PARENT-0. Whenever you call that phone number, you can also leave us your question. We'll see about airing it on the online. Excuse me, putting it on the air and answering your questions. Guys, I'm sorry. I am sleepy. All right. With all of the housekeeping out of the way today, let's go ahead and jump into our topic. First off, quick update. How are we? Where are we with the house? We did get the house moved completely over. We were boots off the ground as of Tuesday of last week. We finally got everything squared away. We got everything packed up. We got everything moved over here, which basically means that it was either strewn all over our house or all over our yards. We are slowly, and boy, do I mean ever so slowly, we are chipping away at the stone, and I'm working on the outside, and we were able to get the trampoline set up for the kids today, which was good. We got a small fence set up for Charlotte. We dang near had to chase her out in the street twice, and I guess she just gets out and moves away. So we finally got a little fence built for her, and we're slowly working on getting all the crap out of the yard right now. That's my biggest concern is there's other people in this neighborhood that are having to watch us. The neat thing about the homestead is we also planted several fruit trees. To those of you guys that are also TSP listeners, we're really working on making our little homestead home here. And we've got several different varieties of fruit trees already here. We put in 3 more blackberry bushes in addition to the one that was already here and established. We found some wild asparagus today out in the back parts of my yard. I was so excited about that. And we also put in a pear tree as well. And so we're going to have several different varieties of fruit that we're going to try to see if we can get started out here. And we are plumb excited. Let's see, foster and adoption. For those of you who've been asking lots of questions about that, we finished up our CPR training on, Saturday of last week. We have a 2-day course coming up this Friday and Saturday that is going to keep me working again. It is full day Friday and full day Saturday. Why they do it that way, my God, I have no idea. But they did. Excuse me, guys, I'm going to be taking a sip of tea to stay awake. But they did do it that way, and we're going to get it done this week. This is going to be our peaceful intervention training. Once we get done with that, we will be officially done with all of the actual go-in classes, which is good. And then we will only have paperwork, and we'll have to do a couple of online training courses as well. No big deal. We'll get those knocked out. Our little Miss Tia is on her way, and everything's looking good. Mom terminated her rights. Dad voluntarily. Mom did not do it voluntarily. She had them terminated. However, it works out well for us, and things are on track. Guys, I apologize. I'm having to take little pauses here just so that way I can get my yawn on. So anyway, everything is looking good. Everything is on track. We're slowly knocking this house out. We are going to have to get it inspected here pretty soon. The fire marshal has to come and inspect the house for fire code safety issues, blah, 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 all that other stuff. Anyway, we're going to get that knocked out as well. So anyway, everything's on track. Everything's looking good. We're doing well. We're all squared away. All right, with all of the housekeeping and the update out of the way, let's go ahead and jump into our topic for today, which is stop and play. This is not going to be a real long one, and I just want to get you guys thinking about something. So we have had an entire household of stuff to move, and let me tell you, I'm a part of a group of men who came, and I had more gentlemen help me move. Friends, I say friends, I would dare say to call them family now. I had more of these men show up on Saturday when we moved than I have had with all of the other moves I've ever had combined. And not even all of these men were church related. And but we had such an amazing turnout, and we loaded up, and we got our move on, and got everything squared away. But the reality is, even with the turnout that we had, we were just busy, and we've had so much to do. So we were packing about a month before the actual move. We started working on it and getting this house prepared. The landowners here were very kind of, let's go ahead and start coming in and getting things squared away. So we've just been busy, and there's been a lot of, hey, dads, could you play? Dad, could you spend some time? Hey, dad, could you watch? And there's been a lot of, no, I'm sorry, baby. We've got to get this squared away. We're getting ready to get moved into our new house. We're going to have more time. Okay, dad. Okay, mom. And we were doing that, and, dad, do you have time to sit down and play some Halo with me? Oh, my gosh, son, you have no idea how much I'd love to do that. But unfortunately, I've got this and this and this going on, and tons of that's been happening, even before the move had started, and because we were starting to get ready and get prepped and packed and everything else. And so anyway, we got our move on. Of course, during the middle of the move, the kids were pretty distracted, just to buy everything that's going on: new house, new scenario, new settings, new friends across the street. So that really worked in our advantage. But it didn't take long before I could start to tell the kids were starting to ask, "Dad, could you play with us? Dad, could you lay with us? Dad, could you do this? Good, Dad, could you do that?" And it kept being a constant state of, no, I'm sorry, baby, I've got to work on this. No, I'm sorry, baby, we need to get this done. And let me tell you, let me be honest first off, I had a sense in every single one of those situations that the right thing to do was to stop what I was doing, to stop working on whatever I was working on, to stop doing what I felt was drastically important, and to go and spend some time. But every single one of those times, I betrayed that sense, and I told myself, no, I'm not going to. I've got to get this done. I've got to go get on this. I justified. I made up whatever I needed to get out of it. And I pushed it and pushed it and pushed it until today. Of course, the kids had asked me 3 or 4 times, "Dad, could you put this on the swing? Dad, could you jump with us on the trampoline you just built?" And it was always, "Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I've got to go do this. I've got to go do that. I've got to get this squared away." And so we kept doing that. And finally today, my son came out. And just with one of the most earnest pleas, he said, "Dad, could you please jump on the trampoline with me?" And I looked that little man in the eyes, and I thought, no. And I said no. I was like, "No, I'm sorry, buddy, I can't do that." And he got just tears welled up in his eyes, and he put his head down in his lap, and he sat there for quite a bit. And I realized at that point that I had been trying to numb myself out to the needs and desires of my kids, the things that they wanted, the things that they had been requesting from me for the last several weeks. Now, some of it I really feel is necessary, and there's some parts of it that I don't even really feel were inappropriate in saying, no, we need to work on these things. And but there was a certain level of it that after a certain period of time, I wasn't just saying no because I had things to do. I was saying no because it was easy. Jeff, our co-host over at the Real Family Guys podcast, he actually makes a quote pretty regularly. He talks about, "Oh, Trey, is that lazy parenting?" And the answer is yes. I was taking the easy, lazy approach to parenting with my kids. The wonderful thing about it is that we've taught our kids to be gracious and to be understanding and to be patient in the things that they want. And they really had been. And I was eventually bleeding my relationship bank dry with my kids, including my son, and it really broke his heart today. And so I sat there for a minute, and I really considered to stick to my guns on saying no, but I said, "You know what?" I said, "Let's go, buddy. Let's go out there and jump on the trampoline." Of course, every other kid in the household saw us out there, and it turned into just a big rumble with the kids. And from Charlotte, the 2-year-old, all the way up to Anna, the 7-year-old, and we rolled around on the trampoline for quite some while. And we jumped down from the trampoline, and we ran over to the new swing that we had just hung out here at our beautiful homestead. And we swang on the swing. For quite some time, and just thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. And I realized that at that point, then I had been betraying that sense that I felt I needed to do. I'd been betraying that sense that I needed to get up and just go spend some time with my kids. I'd been betraying that sense that was telling me deep down inside, the right thing to do here, Trey, is to get off your butt and go over there and spend time with your kids. Yeah, but I got to get this done. I have to get this finished. I need to have this over and wrapped up with. Don't you understand? I don't have time for that. Now, I want to be very careful here in making sure that I'm very clear that sometimes there are certain situations where we don't have time. There are certain situations where the right thing to do is to say, "Can you hang on a little bit for me? But you see, the sense that I'm describing to you here isn't about the right thing. I had felt what the right thing was, and I ignored it. You see, what my kids needed from me more than anything was to stop and to play. What they needed more than anything was for me to take a little pause, a little break from doing what I'd been doing, to stop and say, hey, let's go do this. And I'll tell you the song that snapped me from my reverie. Good, good song. Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. It says, the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and man on the moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when. We'll get together then. And that rang across my heart. And it wasn't just the ringing of the last few days, but I thought back to even before the move. Those little times where it wasn't that big a deal, when I was in the middle of straightening up the kitchen or washing dishes or maybe making some dinner. Where the kids asked, Dad, could you fill in the blank? And I said no. And it was the wrong choice. And by that, I don't mean ethical reasoning, because I know a lot of people out there will tell you it's not necessarily unethical if you sit there and take the idea that you've got these things that you need to get done, and one must feed children, and so if one must feed children, it's not necessarily inappropriate to, right? I know there's some of you guys out there, I think much more like that, and I understand. However, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is responding to a deeper call that we feel deep down in our nuggets. This is the right thing to do. But you see, I'd been ignoring that over the last few weeks. And let me tell you, it wears on a kid when you do that. But I kept hearing that song, The Cat's in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. And I saw it in my son's eyes. When you coming home, Dad? You know, I don't know when, but we'll definitely get together, son. And, you know, I felt triumphant. I felt victorious today when I finally did just make that call to sit down with the kids and to take them and to push them and play with them and jump on the trampoline and let them tackle and roll all over Daddy. And, you know, it felt good. But as I got off and I was reflective on what I wanted to talk about tonight in the show, I came to a very stark, poignant point. It got me to thinking, and it kind of took some of the warm and tenders out of what happened this evening. And not that this was a bad deal. It was amazing. It needed to happen, but it reminded me what separates me from that song is not going and playing with my kids. It matters about what do I do tomorrow and the day after. When everything has mounted up, when there are piles of dishes to do, when there's tons of clothes to be washed, when there's tons of work that needs to get done, when I need to just stay an extra hour or two to finish up what I've got here, when there's tons of credit cards that need to be reconciled and bills that there is need to be paid, all of these are good things. All these things need to be done. They are our duty as adults. But where do I draw that line with my kids? Where do I draw that line that you are important to me? And when things were important to me, I make time for them. So I began to realize that out of everything that happened today, even though it may have felt warm and ooey-gooey and mushy, the reality is the only thing that matters when it comes to stopping and playing with our kids is tomorrow. What am I going to do tomorrow? How am I going to act? How am I going to be? Am I going to sit down and play with the kids? Or am I going to find another excuse as to why there's just not enough time? You see, kids have a built-in and inherent crapdar. And they can tell whenever we're giving them a load of crap. So my challenge to you today is, how are you doing as a parent? How have you been doing it, counting the cost and understanding that your kid is needing your attention? How many times have you taken a look at your kid whenever you're in the middle of working on something and you said, yeah, hang on, kid, let me get this done. I have a lot of extra stuff to do. I don't know when I'm coming home, but hey, whenever I do, we'll get together. I know it's cliche, guys, and I'm not trying to run this down cliche, soppy, sob town. But I want you to be thinking. Do you need to stop? Do you need to play? do you need to get down and do what your kid is asking you to do because you've been so gosh dang busy? You haven't even had time to stop and have a relationship with him. I want you to ask yourself honestly. Oh, of course, we can always justify what we're doing. This is important. This is going on. We need to get that done. Of course, there is always those things. But I'm going to promise you this, as much as our kids may outlive us, that doesn't mean that they will always be around. That does not mean that they will be always asking for our attention. That does not mean that they will always want to know what's going on with you. That does not mean they will always want you to know what's going on with him. And there's an element to where this is very carpe diem. We have to seize it. We have to seize it when they still want our attention. Because if we don't, we'll lose it. And we'll lose it fast. So I want to take the time to encourage you to be that person that you know you need to be. Listen to that little small voice in the very back of your head that says, this is the right thing, the thing that doesn't require justification or excuses as to why you shouldn't. I want you to listen to those things because your kids probably need that. All right, guys. Well, that's all that we have for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Thanks for bearing with me on this very small and short episode today. We will also be back in the saddle this Wednesday for our next episode of the Family Podcast Network. You guys have a great day. We'll see you guys on Wednesday.